Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the podcast. I just wanted to take a quick chance here to talk to you a little bit about something very interesting that I saw recently. You may or may not have seen this, but there's a new Dove commercial or a new Dove viral video going around. It's a very interesting one. They did one a while back, I think, on how they Photoshop and how they change up the image of women in advertisements. It was really interesting. It showed a woman who was who actually looked very plain going into the studio and very average. You wouldn't think anything of her. You wouldn't think she was a supermodel or anything. And they brought her in, and they showed the time lapse of all this. They show her makeup getting applied and all that. And they show her getting put into clothes and whatnot. And they show her being lit and then photographed. And then they show that photograph going into the computer and then, of course, being Photoshopped and modified. Now, that actual video was pretty revealing in how it shows the way that advertisements are being doctored and changed to make women look more appealing. And the way, of course, that we are defining beauty. And it was interesting also when you watch them doing the edit of the woman in Photoshop, the things they change. They actually move her eyes closer together or further apart. I can't remember which. They actually physically modify her face to fit the definition of what is beautiful. And the interesting thing is they have done scientific studies in terms of what men and women find beautiful in terms of appearances, both men and women, what they see in each other's faces. And they've isolated certain traits and certain characteristics that appeal to both men and women. For men, it was a certain proportion or a certain ratio of the distance between the eyes and then those eyes in relation to the mouth. The next thing that was really, really important was the symmetry in the face, how well the face was symmetrical, and nothing was kind of off about it. And another thing that they noticed were things like cheekbones and just overall facial shape. Now, with men, it was interesting because it came down to certain proportions of features. Again, it came down to symmetry, you know, the way each side of the face is symmetrical. It also showed it wasn't so much the distance of the eyes apart, but it was very important with relationship to the chin. The strength of the chin was really, really important. Now, a lot of those features that they found attractive on men were related to the level of testosterone in the body, because certain features become more prominent with more testosterone in the body. And the same thing is true for women. There's certain features that become more prominent given estrogen and testosterone in a woman's body. Now, these are all things we could debate about back and forth, but what it comes down to is, what are the features that we're born with? What are the traits that we're born with? What are the looks that we're given at birth? And are they enough? There's a big question mark there. I just kind of imagine myself typing that sentence and typing a huge question mark at the end of it. Are those features enough? Are your looks enough to attract the kind of person you want? Can you define yourself as beautiful? Well, it's kind of an open question there, something that you should take a few minutes to think about. And also check out this new video. The new video that I was talking about actually shows these workers, and they're putting up two signs over two different doors. Apparently, they selected different buildings, or they selected a certain kind of a building, rather, with two entrances very close together. And they did this in Tokyo. They did it in, I think they did it in San Francisco, London, and some other country. I can't remember off the top of my head. It might have been Spain or Latin American country. And what they did was they put a sign over one door that said beautiful, and another sign over the other one that said average. And then they filmed women approaching and what they did when they came up to these doors. Well, it was really interesting to watch because, of course, it's fascinating to watch these women as they basically struggled with the debate over in their heads. You could see them like turning this over in their heads. Am I beautiful or am I average? And which door should I go in? And why is there a label over each door that I have to look at here? It was fascinating to watch this because it truly was just watching the dilemma in women's eyes. You could see how we have been conditioned. Women have been conditioned, but men to a certain degree too, have been conditioned over our image and what we think of as beautiful or what we think of as average. And of course, you could also pin it back to self-esteem. What does the self-esteem say that you are? Are you average or are you beautiful? They've done studies on women that have been classified, I guess you would say, or looked at and rated according to their physical appearance. And women that were extremely physically attractive still struggled with the same image issues that a lot of the more quote-unquote average women did. As a matter of fact, more of the average women had higher self-esteem as a result, because they didn't struggle over the whole am I beautiful thing. They pretty much came to terms with who they were. But at the same time, we've got to ask ourselves, are we in a crisis of female image? Is this something we need to worry about? Because the media does feed on this process, and this process has actually always been around, and that is that women naturally compare themselves, and they think of themselves, and they define themselves by their physical appearance, by their appeal to the eye. Now, again, I definitely recommend you go out and watch the video, because the way that these women approach this situation is fascinating to see, and I would love to see more of it. I hope they have a director's cut, if you will, or a longer cut, where they show more of the women and their dilemma as they come to these doors. One woman comes up to the door, and she just looks at it, and she looks like she's just totally thrown off by it. She literally cannot handle it. She turns around and walks away. She was going to go into that building for some purpose and just turns around and walks away because she couldn't make that choice. She couldn't handle that identification with herself. Another woman came up in a wheelchair. Actually, they showed two different women in wheelchairs that come through and gladly and happily go through the beautiful door. They show another woman who's probably coming up, it looks like her daughter, walks up with her daughter. Her daughter's about to go through the average door, and her mother grabs her and pulls her and makes her go through the beautiful door. And there were some women, they asked the women afterwards, they even interviewed some of them, why did you go through the door you did? And, you know, they had different reasonings and different rationale, but it all came down to the same thing, which is the struggle that women have over identifying with their appearance. Is their appearance all there is? Is that what defines them as women? Now, I've been looking in a lot of forums lately. I've been looking at certain forums in Reddit and other places to see how women define themselves, because typically you get much more realistic responses and much more open-ended, I guess you'd say, dialogue of what people are really thinking, especially women are really thinking in these forums, because they feel much more anonymous, much more safe, much more protected to reveal their innermost thinking and their true words. And I was fascinated to find what they thought of themselves. Now, I went to different forums. I went to forums that were for women who felt like they were just struggling and would never really get a relationship off the ground, for women that were feeling obese or overweight. I remember distinctly reading one line of a woman's post that said, "My fat is my armor." And I told Jen that, and she's like, "Ooh, that's powerful," because that was how this woman defined herself. Actually, it was her weight, her overweight status was actually an armor for her against the world. It allowed her to kind of position herself in a certain way that she wasn't, she felt safe. Basically, she didn't feel like she had to meet up with any particular social image or particular self-image of herself. And she used her weight as a way to kind of protect herself from this kind of judgment, this kind of way that we view women. And I'm never going to forget that phrase, as long as I live, probably. So we come back around to the reality, which is that women naturally compare themselves to certain standards and certain images that they see. And the media, of course, is, you could say that the media is to blame, but that's not really it. The media, again, is just feeding on a process that has always been around, that women are going to define themselves to a certain level on how much they appeal to the eye. But keep this in mind. In today's society, things are pretty much like they have never been before. Never been like this in the course of history. We have so much disposable time. We have so many resources available to us. We have all this extra time to think about things we never had to and never wanted to, quite honestly. Do you think a woman who is busy working the fields on a farm, or baking all day long or toiling all day long just to survive? If you want to go way, way back, you could argue the same thing about the early ancestors of men and women, the cavemen and so forth, what did they have time to do? Not a whole lot. They had to be working 24/7 on surviving, on staying alive, on meeting the daily requirements for them and their families. They didn't have this opportunity to just think about things quite the way we do today. I mean, even in the latter part of the 1800s to the early part of the 1900s, there was still quite a lot of toil going on. And there's, for some people today, that's still going on. There's some women that just cannot relate to all this modelizing and imagery because they can't participate in it, and they're happy for it because they work. They work constantly, either providing for their family or as part of the provision of their family. So ask yourself that too. What if you didn't have the time to think about this? What if you had other more pressing concerns, right? It goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Once we meet these more important lower needs, things like food, shelter, and then you move up the ladder, you get all these different needs met, pretty much at the top of that pyramid of needs that we have is self-actualization. But the funny thing is that sometimes self-actualization is pushed aside, it's shoved aside for something else. And that something else is kind of a hypercritical evaluation of ourselves. We take it to the gym, we work out, we try and make our bodies look a certain way because we figure that that's going to make us feel better about ourselves. It's going to make us more attractive to the opposite sex. It's going to make us more visible to everybody in general, more accepted by everybody. But is that self-actualization? Or is that just succumbing to a neurotic need? This need to define ourselves in the eyes of other people. I'm opening up some kind of a can of worms here as far as this, you know, introspection and analyzing what these things mean. But I really do think that we have kind of gotten off track in our culture with what we view, first of all, beauty and how it's defined, but also what are we doing with our time? Are we spending it doing something frivolous and pretty much damaging, which is to do this kind of comparison, this constant self-analysis and trying to meet up with the images and media and so forth of what people should look like? Or are we using that time to truly make ourselves better people, to take ourselves to the next step, to improve our awareness, to improve our understanding of the world, whether it's spiritual, whether it's intellectual, whether it's emotional? Or are we simply chasing around these false images of what we should be to make ourselves feel better about who we think we are? These are important questions I wanted to throw at you because that video really made me think of how, you know, it is damaging to a certain degree, that video, or, well, not the video itself, but the point it's trying to make about how women view themselves. And, of course, we have to take a look at that and also think to yourself, if you have children, do you want those children to define themselves in the same way? Whether it's a boy or a girl, really. You know, for girls, you have to be willing to look at that. I'll give you one more thing before I go. And I was talking to some people here. I'm in Belize at the moment, so if you notice that the tone or the quality of the sound here is a little different, it's because I'm in Belize on vacation. And we went across the street to this restaurant that's across the street called the Green Parrot. And there's some really nice people there, and they saw our kids, and they gave them crayons, and they were talking to us about our kids, and they talked about their grandchildren, and how she said, oh, we're not allowed to tell our granddaughter that she's pretty. We can only tell her that she's smart. And I thought to myself, is that right? Is that the best way to handle it? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, in a lot of ways, that's a good idea. Because it stops her from defining herself purely in terms of how attractive she is. And I think that's something important that I'm going to take and kind of bring into how I raise my daughter. Aria, my daughter, is going to have to realize that she's a cute girl. I mean, everybody that sees her always fawns over her and says, oh, what a beautiful little girl, what a pretty little girl. And we do that in society. We acknowledge girls purely based on their merits by appearance. And boys, what? Sometimes on their appearance, but also mostly for different qualities. And we have to ask, why is that double standard allowed, and should we allow it for our girls? And I'm definitely going to make some adjustments in how I recognize and how I praise my daughter so that she doesn't find herself defined strictly by her appearance. Now, if you want to be able to break free of these kind of self-limiting beliefs and get yourself to a place where you can not only feel better about yourself, feel better about your life, feel better about your relationships, but get a better skill set to really self-actualize, to become the woman that you want to be, to fully just bring... to make yourself into the kind of woman that you want to be and have the kind of relationship you want with the man that you want, I encourage you, I heartily encourage you to go on over to datingadviceguru.com/true romance. That's datingadviceguru.com/true romance. All one word. I've got a quick little program I put together for you, very inexpensive, it's less than 10 bucks, and it will help you understand the things that men are looking for, really looking for in a relationship. So you can stop asking yourself, why is it that he pulls away? Why does he always go cold on me? Why do my relationships go down the same path every time? Well, I'm going to give you the understanding you need to have in order to change that once and for all. And you can hopefully do what I'm hoping that more women will do, which is gravitate to making the top of your hierarchy of needs really your self-actualization and not just self-analysis and self-critical thinking. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/true romance. Go get yourself a copy of that, and I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from the wonderful, sunny, and hot country of Belize, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.